right. Now, I'd just like you to get yourself organized and seated in a very comfortable place, either in your bed or in a comfortable chair where you're completely supported, completely comfortable. That's right. Anywhere you like is special. I do not want you sitting in a straight back chair where you can fall off, because each time that you go into self-hypnosis, you'll be going in a little deeper, all the time, with more body relaxation. All right. And just take a few deep breaths now. As you now allow yourself to turn your switch off and go into a deep state of self-hypnosis with no time limit. Now just imagine, or visualize, or feel a beautiful cloud chair made up of wonderful fluffy clouds that gently caress and support your body, allowing you to feel extremely comfortable, relaxed, and safe. Now this chair holds all the attributes that you would like. This chair is yours. It's for a go-getter, highly motivated person. It embodies self-esteem and self-confidence. This wonderfully relaxing cloud chair is also able to infuse the person sitting in it with a gentle assertiveness and decisiveness. This cloud chair has the capability to pass these wonderful attributes to you, just by osmosis, if you allow it to happen. If you would allow now this wonderful safe chair to take you down through 10 gentle layers of cloud, very safely drifting down. As I count from 10 down to 1, just allow yourself to drift deeper into this wonderful state. And as I say each number, allow yourself to gently drift deeper, allowing each layer of cloud to infuse you with all the attributes that that wonderful chair holds. 10, drifting deeper and deeper, allowing the drive that's in that chair to become one with you. 9, floating deeper and deeper down. The deeper you allow yourself to go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. And that's not because I say so, because it's our nature to do. 8, gently drifting and floating. Feeling that motivation, your desire, infusing your entire being now. 7, deeper now, just allowing yourself to go twice as deep. 6, as you drift deeper through this next layer, allow that feeling of self-worth to build within you. 5, halfway through this wonderful deepening layers of cloud now. 4, feeling that great feeling of decisiveness becoming part of you as you allow yourself to drift even deeper. 3, deeper and deeper, feeling ever more confident in your ability to assert yourself. 2, drift through this layer, drifting gently ever deeper and feeling wonderful, finally reaching this last layer now. 1, which just seems to compound that wonderful attributes of the chair. Now just gently allow yourself to drift ever deeper as you focus on my voice. As you listen to my voice, I'd like you to feel your calmness increase. Just let go. There's no need to make any effort as the stresses just drain away. As you slow down for the next few moments, allow it to be a pleasure. Begin now to enjoy the feeling of being able to choose to slow down, to let go, to be able to go inside and turn the world off. As you rest for the next few minutes, you're gradually and effortlessly going to learn to enjoy a feeling of body sleep. Your body already has the ability to rest, to settle into a neutral, peaceful state. Now you have a goal in mind, something you want to make happen in your life. And from now on, the words that comfortably go through your mind many times a day are, "I can." you believe that you can. You begin to feel the pride already, and the confidence that makes it all happen is building within you as each day passes. You begin to feel comfortable with your past, and your past is a very valuable piece of education, a very important piece of experience that is of use to you. So as you rest and you let your body go, refuse to build your life on any form of guilt. It no longer has any value to you. What you did in the past was the best you could do with the knowledge and experience you had at the time. It was the very best effort you could make at that time. The reason you know that is because you are now a better person. You are better now because you see yesterday through today's eyes. You have matured and grown, and you understand that there's absolutely no value in guilt. Only the education and the experience has value for you. Your childhood programming and experiences were controlled by circumstances beyond your control. You're keeping the pieces you like and agree with, but any feelings, any doubts, guilts, or fears that might still be with you, or anything you don't like about your feelings and attitudes, those things are no longer yours. They happened in the past, and you are not keeping or holding on to them. You reject them as over, done and gone, left in the past where they belong. And you now make each day happen your way. You live in the present moment, and you easily mature into that attitude. New experiences now help you become the person you want to be. You honestly realize and believe that you have the ability to succeed, that you can have all the things to complement your success. You feel this now, and increasingly more so every day. For now, rest and experience that attitude. What you're choosing to do right now is turn the world off and go inside, to rest, to feel that sense of control, better than you've ever felt it before. And that's reality. Keep it and use it now. You're beginning to realize that positive, successful experiences from the past contain valuable emotional strength and depth that you have earned. Those feelings, those emotions belong to you. Realize that positive memory, those pictures that can flash in your mind and carry with them the same pride, the same happiness you felt with the original experience of months or even years ago. Those feelings belong to you. Enjoy the feeling, the best pieces of memory as they begin to come to you, and rest, just letting your body go. Feel your body resting easily and listen to my voice and let the world fade away. As you drift deeper and deeper, some of those positive images may come to you, and just allow it. Just allow them, if you would, to flow through your mind. You now use the best within you. Anyone who's ever felt pride, confidence, courage, success, and the need to be something special still owns those feelings and attitudes. Just allow these now to come forward as an honest, active part of your life. And I'd like you to begin to practice seeing things as they really are. You realize the final choice as to how you feel in any situation is always yours. No one else can make that decision for you. No one can make you do anything. It is your choice as to whether you are going to allow others to control your life in any way, shape, or form. It's your choice, not theirs. You are a unique person. You are one of a kind. You'll find that other people may do what you do, but no one can ever do it the way you do. You were very special at birth, and there is no reason in the world to doubt your individual value at any point in your life since then. enjoy that feeling because it is real. Success is real. It does exist. Only your degree of success needs to be measured by you. Even your smallest or slightest degree of success is a seed for the future. It will grow with any kind of attention that you give it. And fear is always just a fantasy. Then again, so is success. So it's up to you, and you alone, which one the world will see as being real. Rest now. Think the words, I can. I can do anything I choose to do. I can achieve my dreams. I can make it happen for myself. I can make my dreams come true through action and putting my thoughts physically into motion. So just continue to focus on my voice and rest. Let it feel good. Believe it and make your life happen on purpose. Each and every suggestion you heard, you allow to register deep within your subconscious and conscious mind.